brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
What?
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, get out of here now.
Tony.
All right. You talk a minute.
Well, I gotta insert. Hold on.
Oh boy.
All right, we're ready.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
How's everybody doing out there?
If we had a time sheet, we would put extra time for that, right? That morning crossover.
Yeah, you know, for all you, you know what?
I'm sorry, that's how my mind works.
We were on this yesterday, and I may as well start out the show this way. All you ñaños out there that think we work 4 hours a day, well, quietly, this is going to be a 4.5 hour job.
Yeah.
Got to come in here at 10:15. We don't leave till 2:15.
But we got Evan back.
It's the longest day of the week for us. Yeah. And
we got E back. Evan. Was that real or that was a drop?
It was a drop.
Oh.
Shut up, Evan. Yeah. All right, go ahead. How great.
Hey.
1-2 in Rookie of the Year voting, right? Stribling and K-Line Black.
See, this is stick, but you really mean it. No, I just like what I see from Stribling. And I'll say this about Kyle and this position. Outside of Brock Purdy, obviously the Trey Lance thing was a debacle. I didn't know who Brandon Ayuk was when it was announced. I wasn't familiar with his game. But I became a fan. He got paid. And he's shown something. Then you follow up with Ricky Pearsall. Obviously, right now, it doesn't look good because of the health or lack of. But he was dynamic, I thought, in the NFL when he played. And now it just looks like this guy from Mississippi, Steiny, might have what we're hoping Yaxel has. Obviously, I was more familiar with Yaxel than I am Stribling, but it's just fun to see. Man, Brock might have a new weapon, and you're right. He's going to get an opportunity. That's where it starts, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, Stribling and Black looked good last night.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. Black 4 runs
yards
hard.
A pop for Black.
Yeah, Black runs hard. And, you know, to my way of thinking, well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you think of Kyle Shanahan, I'll just ask you instead of answering it myself.
Well, you get that from
do
me.
Do you think he's a coach that loves rookies?
Ooh. I'm a pull a Steiny. I'm 50. I'll say no.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think he can be tough on rookies. And so that's kind of the only thing that's tempering, you know, my optimism about what happened last night is I do think Shanahan's got a little cur in him.
Mm.
And when push comes to shove, he always tends to lean toward what he knows and what he knows he can rely on. And so the question I have as it relates to Black is, let's say Black's pretty good.
Yeah.
How much is he going to run the ball?
That
if McCaffrey's healthy?
How much does
he run the ball if McCaffrey's healthy?
That's great. And I got to tell you, I still don't understand why Brian Robinson Jr. Didn't get more touches or was utilized more when they ran McCaffrey in the ground. Obviously, he's a vet. But you are right. Like, is that going to be something on the Kyle Shanahan need to improve list to where he spells McCaffrey? But I think of Kerr with some rookies like Wiseman, regardless if it was right or wrong, he got the start right away, right? It didn't work out. But you said it in the crossover with the fellas. There's a demand because Pearsall's out. We don't know what to expect from Debo. Mike Evans is a vet, and I'm expecting a lot out of him. But if I'm Stribling, I'm looking around like there's a demand for someone to be dynamic in this offense because of the things that have happened, including injuries, and who better than myself with my 10-inch hands? I mean, Steiny, those are mitts. You got a joke in there?
No.
Kawhi Leonard's got some big mitts, you know?
Sure. Who else has big mitts? Big hands.
Terrell Owens. Big Bud Devers? I can't wait tonight to see him in Boston. Seriously. We might be together.
Well,
concert starts at 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say. Yeah, I'm not very interested in that.
You just said you were. That was must see 5 minutes ago.
That was on the other show.
Well, there.
That was on the other show.
Hey, we got Marcy today or no?
Yeah, I think she's coming. Right. She's coming in. Then we got Lorenzo Neal at noon.
Lolo.
Talking. We can talk some 49ers from last night. Evan brought up something interesting to me about, so everybody hates Adamas right now? Is that what's going on?
That's too strong. I'm down on him. I'm down on him.
My sources are comparing Adamas to Pajemski.
As far as the fan love?
Yes.
What if I told you, and Evan agreed with me, shout out Eve, I think the pod, but you had a great comeback, but you could say it because people didn't hear. I think the pods hate has subsided or kind of dissipated, but you could be like, well, the season's over.
You haven't played in 4 months.
But Adamas
is he gets 25
mil. I think Adamas is ahead of pods because he was supposed to be more. And I just don't feel like his mannerisms, the laughing, just I don't know, Steiny. And then what hits me over the head is, why did I get excited and he's never, ever, or am I doing too much, expected too much, been an all-star? But when he came here, I was like, oh, man, flair, pizzazz, power.
Yeah.
Leader. I think Shasky and I in the risotto piece for strikeouts, I think the thing was supposed to go pitchers. Him and I used Adamas as strikeouts.
Yeah, it just got me to thinking, is it even possible for a player who's not liked by the home crowd, is it even possible for those guys to have any kind of success? Because I kind of don't think it is. I kind of don't think it's possible. Like,
well, Paz has had success, Donnie.
Yes, but it's
for him.
Well, that's my point. But it's not enough for anybody else. Mm. I mean, objectively, you could say, you know what, Paz has been a really good, solid pick for 19.
No doubt.
Well, that's yeah.
But Adamas.
But then why doesn't anybody like him? Why doesn't anybody like Pajemski? And so that's what I'm getting at is objectively, even if he's playing pretty well, there's going to be a segment where he's never going to be able to do enough. And those guys always struggle. I go back to Mike Dunleavy as a player. He never had success here as a player because, part of it was
underachieved
him, but part of it was the fans. They never got off him.
Wow.
They never got off him, and eventually he had to be traded. Guys cannot play home games in front of hostile crowds and have success over a period of time. It just can't happen.
So you think he's in the vortex of Adamas right now?
I don't know.
That.
I was just surprised to hear Evan, talk about him as
I think he's the most unpopular right now. Like, I think he surpassed pods.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of some players here in the Bay who, weren't liked, and none of them had success. What about Joe Barry Carroll?
And when you look at his numbers, I'm like, why was I mad at him?
Hated him. Guys hated him. Fans
but
hated him.
Not a lot of emotion from Joe Barry Carroll. Maybe people used that against him.
Yeah, and people use too much emotion against Pods and too much smiling against Adamas. And Dunleavy got hit because he didn't show any emotion. And what about A.J. Pierzynski? Wasn't he a guy who's hated around here? He wasn't here for very long. I'm just saying,
it's a bad omen.
And if Adamas is in that situation right now, there's no hope for him.
Stoddard, you come back next year and you're an all-star.
He hit 30 homers last year. Like, he hit 30 last year.
Okay, but what if he comes back and hits 30 or 25 and the glove work is different?
Well, it's not going to be good. See, that's what I'm saying.
But see, I don't think you could say that.
It's never going to be good enough. That's what I'm saying. Once a fan base sours on a guy, you cannot come back. You can't come back. Name me a player where a fan base has really been down on a guy, and he was able to turn it around for that fan base.
But, I'm being real. Just before the punch?
Name me a guy.
Could I name Jordan Poole? Before the punch.
What about it?
When he went to and worked in the G League and came back.
But Jordan Poole was never hated. When he came into the league and he wasn't good enough, I don't think he was hated at that point because he was also like the 27th pick. So it wasn't like he was picked third like Dunleavy. So, you know, Poole came in and he struggled and everyone's like, oh, he's not that good. They might have made a bad pick. But that's different than the way people feel about Pods or the way people apparently feel about Adamas or the way, you know, the fan base felt about, like, even an owner like Chris Cohan. Like, once Chris Cohan hit a certain point with the fans, it was over.
Well, let me ask you this.
We believe or not, he was done.
Let me ask you this. It's 1 year. Do you get that feeling for Vitello? Like, can he turn it around?
I do not. I do not believe Vitello is disliked. I believe Vitello is being questioned. I believe people think Vitello's not the right man for the job. But name me one thing that Vitello's done.
Yeah, because I always say I like him. I'm rooting for him.
Exactly. So, no, I don't think Vitello's disliked or certainly not hated. But all I'm saying is I think once you get you know, once you get that rep within your own city,
it's over.
I mean, how does it end well? Like, how does it end well? I'm just like,
I'm racking my brain,
I just wrote a bunch of Adamas, Pajemski, Dunleavy, Joe Barry Carroll, Jamarcus Russell, Armando Benitez, Pierzynski, Chris Cohan. Like, once it was over for him, I just kind of feel like it was over for those guys. Like, then there was nothing they were going to do.
Where would you put Bosa on that list? Or is that starting? Like, is this a big year or he ain't there, Goo?
I wouldn't put him there yet.
All right.
Now, if he gets hurt or he doesn't have a good year, then I guess we'll be talking about it. But no, I also think some guys like Bosa, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt because they've been banged up a little bit.
What about Steve Young? I think he was hated on because of who he replaced, and then he turned people into loving him, right?
I didn't hate Steve Young.
Okay.
But I didn't have the history here that other fans had when he started to emerge. I'd just gotten here in 1990. So I wasn't aware of the Steve Young hate at the time because I just kind of got here and I don't even know when the switch was made from Montana to Steve Young. Probably, 93, 94?
Yeah. People were mad, you know?
94.
It could have been Matt Steinmetz replacing Joe Montana.
Well, were they mad at Steve Young or were they mad that they traded Joe Montana?
Both, and I think they took it out on Steve, but he turned it into love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll talk some 49ers today for sure. We'll get Marcy Weiser in here on the other side. Lorenzo Neal's coming up at noon today. And don't forget also, we got Valkyries against the Chicago Sky. That's today at 4:30. So you can listen to it right here on the Odyssey app. Just search Valkyries to hear every game. That segment was brought to you by Ceremony Ford.